Well. It is National Podcast Day, and I'm here with McKenna Johns.
Yes, we are.
Oh, what a day. It is National Podcast
Day. And it's National Coffee Day.
What?
It's National Podcast Day, and it's National Coffee Day.
National Coffee Day?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that a day?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, come on, like, podcast over coffee? I think it's clear.
Yeah.
Coffee is dirt. Water.
No, that's not true.
Okay, anyways, let's move on. I just want to show my appreciation to all the podcast makers out there. I just want to thank you guys for everything you guys are doing. It is a hard job, you know, McKenna, this job, this podcast, you know, it wears you down, you know?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I've been doing it for so long now, and it wears you. Wears
Do people ever make fun of you?
The wear and tear. What'd you say?
Do people ever, like, make fun of your podcast?
All the time. Let me tell you, I've been doing it again, like, you know, I do it, I've been doing this for a very, very, very long time. And, yeah, you always have, like, people, you know, that say, like, hey, this is like, what are you doing? This is stupid. And I'm like, well, you're stupid.
That's, yeah. So is that like kind of like what advice would you give to young...
young podcast makers.
Yeah. Like if people are saying that their podcasts are stupid, or like, what would you say?
Say it again.
Like, what would you say to young podcast makers who think, who are constantly being told that their podcast is stupid?
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I would tell them, hey, stick with it.
Awesome.
Because you know what? You want to know what the greatest comeback is, or revenge, I guess? Do you know, want to know what it is?
What is it?
Success. So whenever people, like, all the people that told me all those terrible things back then, they look at me now and they're like, oh boy. You get it?
Yeah, because your podcast...
Because I'm huge. These podcasts are doing amazing.
Yeah, man. Chaz, what's your numbers?
My what?
Your numbers.
Oh, my numbers. I thought you said something else.
Oh, yeah. Is that okay for me to ask?
Yeah, no. I mean, sure. It's a little weird, but
okay,
sure, I'll tell you my numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're averaging, like, in views, we're around the 1 million range.
Really?
So, like, we average about 1 to 2 million a podcast. Mm-hmm. But if we have somebody big like Justin Bieber, then we usually average, like, around almost, I would say, 33,500. Or million, excuse me.
Oh, million. That's a big difference, yeah.
That's a really big difference.
But so why haven't you been able to have, like, as many special guests now with that many numbers? Like, just tell us the science behind
it. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just... It's very hard these days, you know, especially like with like...
To get people on podcasts.
Yeah, like, so, like, it's very tough for me to get Bieber back on, right? Because Bieber, he just has such a busy schedule and he just got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously it's very, very difficult to get these people on the podcast. But enough about me. Let's talk about some other things, McKenna.
Okay.
So I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
And I just had something on my mind. You want to know what it was?
It's National Podcast Day.
Extraterrestrials.
What made you think about that?
You know, I saw a trailer. It was an alien trailer. And I was like...
Just made you think.
Yeah, it made me start thinking. You can't, there's no camera on me, so you can't see what I just did there, but I just looked up to the sky. So, I wanted to get your opinion on this. What is your, what do you think about that?
What do I think about?
What do you think about, like, do you believe in aliens?
I actually don't.
What?
I believe in weird people, like you.
But why wouldn't you believe in aliens?
I don't know. Why do you?
I believe.
Oh, that's cool. Do you believe?
Have you seen X-Files? Have you seen X-Files?
I have. Mm-hmm. A TV show?
Yeah, so how
the
could
fictional
you...
fictional TV show.
Could you not believe it?
I don't know, Jazz. It's just not
anyways, I want to give a quick thanks to our sponsors real quick. Adidas. We just got that one. That one's due. Nike. Walmart. Google. And Doritos. Thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast.
Hey, Jazz. I have an idea.
You just cut me
this
off.
This just popped into my head. What if we give a call right now? to Kyle Moore, the original person that was on this podcast. One of the OGs. I know we just had him on, but do you think we could just give him a call really quick?
McKenna? That is a phenomenal idea.
Call him up. Let's see if he picks up. He's just looking for his contact.
Yeah, I'm just looking through. You know, I have so many people in my contacts.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
It's just so hard. I bet. It's so hard to find people these days.
You're popular, Chaz.
Let's see here. Yep. Go here.
Hit the call button.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Put it on.
Here we go.
Yep. This is Kyle Moore coming in.
He'll pick up. Just give it a second.
What do you want?
Hey, Kyle, you're on the Backstage TYE podcast right now. This is the National Podcast Day. And we thought, we were in the middle of a podcast, and we were like, we might as well just call up Kyle Moore. Kyle, how are you?
I don't know. Why don't you ask my family?
Kyle, get upstairs and clean your room.
Whoa. So I heard you. Do you have to go or something, Kyle? Do you have to clean your room?
All these dirty underwear is stuck to the wall.
All this stuff. I'll right there.
Do you have anything to say, Kyle?
No, I'm eating.
So did you know it is National Podcast Day?
No.
How could you not know such a thing?
Because I don't.
Well, Kyle, congratulations for being on the podcast for the third time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, congrats.
You're welcome.
You know, it takes a lot to get on this podcast, Kyle.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we have some big names, you know, like Justin Bieber. You know, so it's very difficult to get on the podcast these days. So, you're welcome.
No, it's not that difficult for the third time. Twice in like a month.
I'd say it's kind of like winning the lottery.
Yeah, I would say so too. One in a million.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Maybe you should go play the lottery.
All right. Well, Kyle, you know, this has been great and all, but I think we gotta go. Bye. Kyle, that was Kyle Moore right there, everybody, and wasn't quite the calling I was expecting.
Yeah. I mean, it's Kyle, you know.
It's Kyle.
And his dad, Matt.
And his dad, Matt. That was the person that was telling him to go clean his room. Anyways, so, you know what I noticed, McKenna?
What did you notice,
Chaz? I have not seen many reviews lately.
Yes! Okay,
what's
people,
going on, people?
People, what you need to do is leave a 5-star review on this podcast. Type what you love about it. If you want a shout out, we will read your reviews.
I will read your reviews.
Right here.
Right here.
On the Backstage TYE podcast.
On the Backstage TYE podcast.
Thank you for joining us for National Podcast Day.
Oh, you got me.
I thought you were going to complete it.
But Kenna, before we go, I have one more question.
Yeah.
What is it like being immature?
Is that a joke or?
No.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, I look at you guys as the young escape up on stage, and sometimes I look at your dance moves and I'm like, okay, yeah, they're like a bunch of children.
Oh, so you're saying our band's immature.
Precisely.
Yeah, I kind of, well.
I'm sorry, did you think I was saying mature?
I don't know.
I meant immature.
Yeah, I knew. I knew that. Chaz, what advice would you give to people who are young and you know, people just call you immature for no reason?
Wait, immature?
Yeah.
No, I said amateur. What is it like being amateur? Because I'm saying I look at your dance moves up on stage and everything, and I'm like, they look pretty amateur.
I thought you said immature.
No.
It's just your accent.
It's just, yeah, it's the accent. It throws people off.
Well, what would you give it? What would you say?
You know what I mean? You know, if I were to give you my personal advice.
Well, I don't need advice, but like, I'm saying, like, what would you tell young people who are constantly being told they're amateur or immature or not good enough or whatever it may be? What would you say to those people?
Well, you know, let me tell you a story. A long time ago, it was when I was around like 6 or 7, when I was really small, and this guy came up to me. It was when I was like trying to learn how to do podcasts, right? I was like, had my gear and everything. I had like a tape recorder and a microphone, and I would try to work on it, you know, try to work on my vocabulary and everything like that. And this guy that was always just in my neighborhood, he'd always come down to Antarctica, and he'd be like, "Hey, that sounds ridiculous. Why are you talking to yourself? Like, what are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm doing a podcast."
Man, because you were doing that in Antarctica when no one else was doing it.
Precisely.
No one was doing it. Yeah. So like.
Precisely.
Yeah. So like, when people tell you you're a square peg, in a round
hole. A what?
A square peg in a round hole. Like, what you don't fit in, or like you're like a no man's island kind of deal. What would you say to that?
Well, I mean, let me finish my story. And oh yeah. Here. Okay. So the guy told me, this is like stupid. Like, you're being immature. You need to get your act together and move to, you know, wherever, and like start your life.
Start doing things.
Yeah, and I was like, this is my life.
Oh, so that's what, man. Wow.
And that is the day when I said goodbye to my Antarctic brothers and sisters, and I came here.
Wow, that's amazing, Chaz.
And I started my podcast.
Thank you for the story. That's very inspiring.
Great. So I want to thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast. Make sure you leave the reviews. And before we go, I'm going to play the saxophone solo for you.
Oh, Chaz. I mean, we're reaching...
I mean, it's... Nobody
we're reaching
cares.
12 minutes.
Have you seen the podcast where they go for like an hour?
Okay, well, how long is it going to take you to tune?
Just a couple minutes.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you gathering up, like... your spit?
Oh, I'm something? Gathering up my saliva.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ready?
I'll just, yeah, sure.
Here we go.
Anyway, you guys, it's National Podcast Day. Thank you so much for listening to the Backstage CYU podcast. And we are wrapping this up right now because that was very disgusting.
I was working on called Out in the Rain.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Chad.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.